and we call the jihad of murder, that all Islam is dangerous. And in fact, many Muslims haven't even read it, but Islam does not and cannot will never mix with Western society and culture. And this is something that Le Pen, who's going to be running for election, most likely going to win in France, because she's dealing with common sense and logic, and facts on the ground have been proven over and over and over again. But in spite of that, we have people like the globalists, like Angela Merkel, and many of the leftist globalists that basically here in America think that, don't confuse me with the facts. I'm going to continue believing an ideologue that actually is opposed to actually reality on the ground. And so all high-level Masons are, in a sense, even when they, quote, do good things, are operating by Luciferic light. And you have to understand that it doesn't matter if it's Talmudic Judaism, if it's Islam, which is all completely satanic, if it's some of the more cultic areas now within the Catholic Church, like Jesuits. And there's many well-intentioned people that are still carrying on things that we call pretty apostate. But what we have is America was based on Judeo-Christian principles that go back to the original covenant. And what we have right now is we have a government that's run by high-level Illuminati Masons. Corporations are run by them. And they're allowing tons of Muslims to come in here for, number one, to not just do the jihad of murder, but also do the jihad of Sharia compliance. So that within a matter of a couple of years, it's very probable Europe, especially if they give special status to Turkey, will actually become Sharia compliant. So you won't be able to criticize Islam. It won't just be Charlie Hebdo and the disaster that happened a few years ago. It'll be a situation where Islam will be not only tolerated, as they've had a vote a few years ago in the United Nations to try to sanction anybody, individual or corporation or publishing company, that allows any criticism of Muhammad and Islam. So back from your trip, tell us all about your trip and what made your new beautiful stories and interesting stories and ugly stories that you've understood, and how you're a great teacher, how you teach these principles that there's not just a jihad of murder, which in a sense is the most gross, but it's actually not the most important form of jihad that they're doing to the Western world, is it?
No, it's not. And basically, I can summarize my trip in Europe this way. Over there, I'm treated as an intelligent person who has something to say. In America, I'm proud to be one of America's top 10 hate-filled bigots, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Wow.
So, that's status.
Yeah, I know. This is America, though. And to be honest with you, when I saw what happened to Ann Coulter and a lot of people on the left, I saw a summary on Tucker Carlson last night, and she gave it like a 45-second summary of her speech she was going to give on the campus of the California University. And it basically said, hey, the laws that we've passed over the last 100 years on immigration, we should enforce. That's all. She didn't try to flower it up or say we should pass new laws or do something horrible or whatever. She just said we should enforce the laws. And the problem is right now that we can see on the ground facts that Islam is not integrating in Europe. Well, here's stories that there are some professionals, doctors and engineers and so on, but even the ones that are moderate Muslims, they will not turn in and do not turn in their fellow Muslims or imams. Let's say they go to an imam in Houston. 161 Muslim clerics in Houston were fired because they agreed with Trump when he was campaigning, saying, yes, we need to vet these Muslims so they don't come in and do terrorism, because they knew once there's enough terrorism that all Muslims in America, including even the so-called moderate ones, are going to be persecuted, because eventually there will be a campaign against them once enough pain, whether it's the jihad of murder or jihad of even textbook compliance or the jihad of taking over university departments like George Washington University. Georgetown University. So what we're seeing now is there's multiple jihads. In fact, what we have, for example, with Mr. Brennan and Mr. Obama, this was the jihad of a president and the head of CIA who are basically closet Wahhabist Muslims actually taking over the reins of power of our government not for our good, but for the good of the OPEC oil states and Sunni Islam and its most extreme forms. People need to understand that.
Let me give you a little story about the takeover of our government or the deep state. One of the nice things about who I am, aside from being one of America's top 10 bigots, is the people that I get to meet. and people will speak freely to me because I can keep a secret. The story I'm getting ready to tell you will not contain any names.
Right.
It was a retired federal law enforcement agent who had deep knowledge of the FBI and its so-called terrorism. He said, you need to understand that when Bush put out the order that 10% of all FBI offices were to contribute people to a new terrorism branch, who did they submit to go to the new terrorism branch? Well, their bottom 10%, of course. This was a way to clean house. But now then, the top tier of government in the FBI is all pretty much Muslim Brotherhood controlled.
Right.
So how are you going to get anything coming out of the FBI? If you ever wonder why the FBI does so badly dealing with Islam, it's because the Muslim Brotherhood has deep influence. And we know the Muslim Brotherhood has deep influence because under Obama, well, it started actually under Bush, but under Obama, the FBI training files were all purged of anything that offended the Muslim Brotherhood. And I'm proud to tell you, Dr. Bill, that this Dr. Bill has materials that I'd furnished for training aides to the FBI were the last ones to be purged.
Wow. That's really
disturbing. Story from...
Yeah, so in other words, your training materials were purged because they didn't want people to even have even basic training, understand the field that they're going to actually be dealing with and the issues they're going to deal with, because this is, in a sense, training them to say, we want you to be ignorant. We want you to not understand the dialogues and the forces that are involved here, and we want you not to enforce any law upon this situation.
This is exactly correct. And so as a result, all we'll ever get from the FBI is occasional people whose bombs they intercept. But the jihad of the sword or the bomb, improvised explosive device, I love that term,
right.
That's the least important part of jihad.
Right.
It's far more important that our federal government is not filled with people in the State Department, for instance, who the State Department is in charge of negotiations with treaties, for instance, Secretary of State in particular. Would it not be useful if they knew something about the doctrine of treaties inside of Islam? Just seems like to me it would. They have a formal doctrine, but we don't have anybody
inside Islam, right?
Yeah. So, well, Islam has its own doctrine of treaties,
right.
All right? And so you would think if you're in the State Department, you'd want to have some knowledge of the doctrine of treaties. But for that matter, if you're committing war against Islamic fighters, you would think also that the military would want to study the jihad doctrine. But no, military doesn't study doctrine of jihad because, gosh, from their standpoint, it doesn't exist. State Department doesn't study the doctrine of treaties because they don't even know it exists. So from ignorance, evil flowers bloom.
Yeah, if you don't know what your enemy is or their tactics, how can you possibly have a strategy?
Well, we don't. We just sort of, I'm not even sure the term strategy occurs to these people's minds.
Well, they want to keep you ignorant, especially during Obama's years. Now, a pragmatist like Trump is actually starting to formulate one, but he's learning fast, but unfortunately there's a lot of forces around him trying to push him in the wrong direction or keep him ignorant.
Well, this is true. This is true. I don't know how to, by the way, at least once a week I get an email that says, gosh, couldn't you find somebody who could put you in front of Trump? And my answer is, no. But you'd be amazed how many people want this imaginary meeting between me and some of Trump's people.
Well, I mean, at the very least, you could get they could purchase materials from you, the books, and send them to Trump's people so they could read them, and then give you a letter back to say, yeah, I read them, and I went and briefed Trump on literally a summary of this report.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I have delivered books that other people ordered to the White House through the U.S. mail.
Right.
Now, as to whether they were read or not, I don't know.
You see, you want to have validation they read it. The most important thing I found is not whether or not they've read it, but can they ask really good questions to indicate they actually absorb some of the knowledge, and it's changed their worldview. See, you don't change people's minds, but you can change their perspective if you provide enough evidence that it just gives them logic, evidence on the ground. It's like, the word in legal word called opinion. To opine
right.
Something means it's got to be based on facts, evidence, and logic, that in a court of law you could get an indictment. But the fact is, a lot of people have an attitude, but they don't have an opinion. They have an attitude.
This is true.
They really don't can't support it with logic, evidence, or facts on the ground. And as a result, there's a lot of people, even in universities now, especially on the uber left, that basically think, well, my attitude is just as valid as your opinion. And it's not.
Let me give you a different example. You were asking me how things are different in Europe. I gave a talk called Proper Naming, which sounds like a dull talk, but it's not. It's actually quite interesting. We need to use the right terms and the right names if we're to think clearly.
Right.
Anyway, when the talk was over, this was what had the head of the AfD, which is Alternative for Deutschland. It's a German Freedom Party.
Right.
And the person came up to me after my talk and said, "You have created a revolution in my mind." He says, "I now understand that the way we're trying to deal with Islam will not succeed and has no chance of success, but that using your scientific terminology, we can defeat political Islam." So it is nice to be in a country where people look at me and go, "You know, white boy, you may know something there."
That's funny. But, and you know, the point is, though, that's why this show brings platforms to brilliant people like you that want people to ask better questions, evaluate the truth, whatever portion they get. You know, it's like the saying in Habakkuk, the cook, you know, the guy that was called a minor prophet. But one of my favorite scriptures is that he who reads this on tables of stone, i.e. politicalislam.com, run with it. In other words, once you read it, once you read the books, run with it. Don't just kind of sit there and say, "Well, that's really interesting." Run with it.
By the way, I challenge anybody who's never read my books to read them and not have a few questions. It will definitely stimulate your brain.
And actually, it'll cause, it not only stimulate your brain, it'll cause violent, positive and negative emotions that may make you realize whether you like it or not. It's basically what I call an intellectual cathartic. How's that?
I like it.
Yeah, well, that's another Deagleism, just like scamtastic. You know, Islam is a scamtastic scheme. And the words of, in the words of Walid Shabbat, who writes, has a website with his son, Theodore, Shubat, Shoebat.com, used to be a Palestinian Muslim terrorist. He married an American, became a Christian. His son and him do this website. And he literally states in his quotes that 86% of Islam is simply a geopolitical mind control system and only has 14% of shellac over the top of it to make it look like it's a religion. It really isn't, by any other standard, a religion, is it? Right?
Go ahead.
Does that make sense? It's not by any standard a real typical religion, like even Hinduism or Catholicism,
well,
or Judaism.
My statistics are a little different than his, but they come up with the same conclusion.
Right.
I've counted all the words that deal with us who are not going to heaven in Quran, Sirah, and Hadith. It's 51% of the text. So we're saying the same thing. Its power is not its religion. Its power is its political system.
Right. Yeah, and power is a political system that substitutes and pretends it's a religion.
Yes, but very successfully. I call religion the stealth coding of political Islam.
We can't criticize them.
That's a religion. We can't criticize someone's religion.
I thought of a good analogy based on you making me, as I say, as I talk to you and I read an interview with you, I get smarter. And one of the things that you pointed out is all of the letters to the churches in the Book of Revelation were churches that used to be Christian churches, the letters to the seven
churches.
All seven of them. Some of these don't even exist as cities anymore, but they're all entirely, as a result, not of the jihad of murder, but the jihad of cheating the kafirs where they had to pay special taxes. They had to be persecuted. They were treated like second-class citizens. And over a period of years and centuries, they all became Muslim. So if you go to Turkey now, which is a perfect example, it would be like looking at Europe or looking at America, say 40, 60, a century from now. These are going to become Muslim nations if we don't end up in a thermonuclear clash with them. And so people don't understand that the way the world is going, we're laying down, and because we don't have a strategy to actually identify that we're being taken over, not just by a religious system, but by a geopolitical mind control system that's very, very deadly.
Well, you can stay in Europe, by the way, and find the Turkish phenomena. Did you know, out of the Turks who have been immigrating to Europe for a couple of generations now, there are parts of Germany in which no German is spoken, and even the street signs are in Turkish? Only 20% of all the Turks who have moved into Germany have a job today.
I heard that most of the construction jobs and most of the taxi drivers in most German cities now are Turkish. And
good work.
If Turkey gets a full citizenship or near full citizenship in the European Union, it won't just be Turks, it'll be Turkic people that will migrate through to Turkey from Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, etc., that are all basically look at Turkey as, in a sense, the development of the new Neo-Ottoman Empire. And we can see this with the new referendum with the new president of Turkey and his new buddy, who considers himself the hidden Mahdi, that we're seeing the rise of the neo-Ottoman Empire. It really is happening, and Europe is being strangleholded by this and held ransom to the tune of billions of dollars and holding back millions of refugees and say, we're going to dump them on you unless you give us full membership. So the Turks have really got America and got Europe by the short woolies, as they say.
Well, you can see I've been in the Balkan region, and when you're in parts of the Balkans now, you see a new mosque every 20 miles, and it's a Turkish mosque.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, if you happen to be from Macedonia and you convert to Islam, the Turks will give you a monthly stipend if you'll wear a hijab.
Are you kidding me?
I don't have to make this stuff up.
You know what? Actually, you could actually set up a comedy site in Orange County, and you could actually have paying customers while they're having their drinks listen to you and pay you big money for telling the truth. And they'd be laughing their head off thinking, this guy's got a really good materials writer. How does he come up with this stuff? How does he come up with all this stuff? It's so crazy, he's got to have a great writer.
Let me tell you something. You know, here's the motto of the profession, the field of political Islam. At least every other day you go, you cannot make this crap up. You really can't make up the
things. Yeah, even if you're a really good creative genius, this is so nuts. And the problem is in your face. And you find the physical evidence. You travel to Europe and you say, "Dad, did I come to another dimension? Is this an alternative universe? Where am I?"
Oh, by the way, here's another difference between Europe and America. I started off my trip to in Europe in Switzerland, Zurich, Switzerland, where I gave a talk to a large number of police, chiefs of police, national police, border police. And what did I talk on? I talked on Sharia law.
Right.
Now then, fat chance am I getting an ability to appear in front of an American police force.
Now, how come the Europeans are more open to actually having a dialogue about something they may not agree with, but they want to hear your opinion so they can see why you support your viewpoints and your logic? That actually sounds like they actually have a brain. What's going on?
Well, what's happening is that jihad is becoming, if you're a European, not just a Frenchman, but a European, jihad is becoming the new normal. And there's a fatigue setting in, a fatigue of tolerance, shall we say, in which some people are beginning to realize, you know, no matter how much you tolerate them, they still keep hurting you and taking over.
So in other words, what you're saying is, like we talked about the last hour with Harley Schlanger, it may be a few years away, but the storming of the Bastille, in a sense, by the regular citizenry is coming.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the overlords that are literally ruining their countries, like Angela Merkel smirking and smiling and looking down the ground. When I saw her being interviewed in the White House with Donald Trump, and he was telling that the only thing they had in common was something to do with, you know, being persecuted by the media and so on. And then, of course, he started talking about Sharia law and Islam, and you could tell she was like, I really don't want to be here. And she's looking down at the ground and trying to say, can I just think hard enough and I'll go poof and I'll be back in Germany? And the fact is, he wouldn't shake her hand because it would accede to the fact that she's on an equal level. She's not. This is a person on her way out because she's literally sacrificed her ethics and her humanity to destroy. And as I saw one comic that says, if they actually raped me, I might take it more seriously. I don't think that's likely, Angela.
No.
Not likely.
Not likely. I think she's safe.
Yeah, I think she's safe. I think she's safe. With the haircut and the body habitus, she's just fine. Let you get my point across with a little humor. I'll be back in just a minute. Quick 3-minute break.
Lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldenysoap.com. That's oldenysoap.com. You've tried the rest, now try the best. oldenysoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So your travel to Europe was quite enlightening.
Let me interrupt you. Did you get my email? Did you get my email or my list of topics to possibly discuss?
Yes. Let me have a look here.
That's okay. I just want to know if you got them.
I do believe I have. Okay.
I wanted to hang up and see if I can call you from my desktop. I'm talking on my iPhone now. We'll get better voice quality if I can talk.
It's still pretty good right now, although we can do that. But you usually do it on the break, but we can do it now if you like.
Okay, let's try doing it. I'm going to hang up and try calling you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you're calling not me in the studio, right?
Right. Calling RBN.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Good. So we have a number of topics that, of course, Bill put together. Why does the left love Islam? How can a Muslim condemn ISIS? What is Islamophobia? No, really, Islamophobia. France, as are Muslims. Muslims are 10% of the population of France now. I mean, wow. Why are so many Muslims criminals? Half of the prisoners in France are Muslims. Muslims are 10% of the population. What does it mean to radicalize? De-radicalize, what is radical? Why is the hijab a hate symbol? The hijab. Why is the government and the media so into covering up FGM, female genital mutilation? I'm not going to use initials. I'm a surgeon, okay? That is an obscenity. Lots of interesting questions here. In Europe, I am treated like an intelligent person. I appear on national TV and radio. Magazines interview me. Elected officials speak to me. Party leaders arrange lectures on political Islam. In the U.S., I'm a top 10 bigot. Oh, my. As Alice in Wonderland says, oh, me, oh, my. Or the Wizard of Oz, with Dorothy, she says, when she meets the wizard, oh, my, she meets all of these various characters going down the yellow brick road. It's quite remarkable. Do we have Bill Warner back? I don't hear Bill, so I assume that we don't have a connection. Yeah, try to call him back if you can and get him on his computer. I guess his main thing has to do is shut off his phone, and if you catch him, we'll get him back that way. Because we have lots of questions here, and we're getting into our our Hello. Next segment. Ah, Bill, we got you back. And you sound good. So let's continue. I read off some of your questions you also sent over on Skype. They're good questions, man. Actually, you know what? I think you might be brilliant. And you also are a truth teller, and you're not afraid of asking questions that make people cringe. You know, because the road to wisdom is a field of daisies called stupid. You have to feel stupid and ignorant first before you become wise.
You know, it's too bad that they're trying to give up painful learning by mistakes, because the lessons that I've learned most profoundly came from the worst mistakes I've made.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, it says in the Bible, though a righteous man falls seven times, yea, will I raise him up. I think the only way a man can become righteous is to fall seven times and God raise him up, which is a logic of realizing how empty and stupid we are unless we face the truth, ask good questions, and act on the response of the answers we get.
I agree.
So, let's continue. I read some of your questions. I want you to read through them and give us your answers, please. I read the first one, which is quite funny, about you're treated like an intellectual, and then back in America, you're treated like a bigot. But please continue with the other ones.
Well, I don't have those in front of me. Why don't you ask them to me?
I can do that. I'm quite capable of it here. Let's see. Pope Francis arrives in Cairo seeking to mend ties with Islam. What are Islam's ties to the churches? History, doctrine. What are the Christian leaders such as cowards, and why so ignorant?
Well, that's a question I ask a lot. Mind you, I'm picking on religious leaders here. And by the way, I'll pick on any religious leader, Protestant, Catholic, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist. And by the way, it always irritates atheists when I say that they're actually an answer to a religious question. But anyway, I ask this question, why don't we care more about those who are suffering? And in particular, why does not the Pope, and I don't want to be picking on the Pope here, but the point is why is it that he does not seem to have any real concern over the Christians who are being persecuted? Why is it that the Pope has volunteered to bring some Muslims to Europe, but he's not volunteered to bring any Christians to Europe? There's something wrong here when Christian leaders have more concern with offending Muslim leaders than they do dealing with the persecuted church of their own.
Right, and the church in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon is dying and being murdered and killed because of inaction of people like the Pope, who cares more about seeming fine to the Muslims than pushing Islam.
You know, he's one of...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Let's talk about this. One of the things that I think is really quite hilarious is I don't presume to know everything about everything, but I can ask a question about anything. And I'm like a very smart three-year-old where I can ask questions that will eventually make you turn yourself intellectually inside out. And when I meet somebody bright like yourself that's brave enough and stubborn enough and driven enough to actually put in the years of intellectual work to find out the stuff, some of them, sure, is intellectually painful, although you have the anesthetic of being so excited about discovering this new stuff, you kind of can get through the pain of the intellectual stuff. But now that you know it, it's actually entertaining that people think they can debate with you, isn't it? It's like when people want to debate with me about pro-life issues, it's like I'm a giant, I'm 16 foot tall, and I can just put my hand on the top of their head. It's like, I don't need a fight with you, I don't need to hurt you, I just need to put one finger on the top of your head, and you can't even swing a fist and get near my body. So it's like, why do they think that they're going to argue with you? What they need to do is they need to evaluate what's your thesis, just like if they're listening to Ann Coulter, what is their counter thesis, what argument holds the most water, and then change your worldview. How about that? You know, that's how intellectual advancement, that's why we got the gift of speech and the gift of logic, which is why we're not the great apes killing each other still in some kind of forest land. We're human beings created in the image of the Most High God, which is why Genesis said, now they're in one place and of one tongue, meaning they can communicate and have logic. Nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. Now, if you don't have imagination, which is based on logic and evidence, you've got nothing. You're not really a human being, are you? And
you've asserted what I call one of the intellectual cornerstone of our civilization. I tell people, this is a civilizational struggle between our civilization, which has as its ethical cornerstone what we call the golden rule or unitary ethics, and then has the intellectual cornerstone of critical thought.
Right.
And the civilization that's trying to destroy us has dualistic ethics. How a man is treated depends on whether he's a Kafir or a Muslim. And it does not respect intellectual thought because its authoritative thought is their cornerstone. You're allowed to have any thought that does not contradict the Quran or the Sunnah of Muhammad, which means there's all kinds of thoughts you cannot have.
Right.
So what you're asserting is that we need to start using what our civilization's cornerstone is, which is rational thought, scientific thought, critical thought.
which is why the scientific method came out of the Judeo-Christian ethic, which is a different view of what God is and what we are. Science as it exists today in the 21st century worldwide wouldn't exist without the Judeo-Christian ethic of not the current Talmudic Bible, but the ancient Hebrew arrangement that God made to try to make us understand not only who he is, but who what we are. And the fact is, that's really important. People don't understand this, that that's why civilizations that seemed to peak early became paralyzed, because they started absorbing this other alternative cultural idea that froze their culture in an ancient world that doesn't want advances. And in fact, in many cases, they want to return. For example, I talked to people that went to Iran in tourism in the 60s and 70s before the CIA replaced the Shah of Iran with the Ayatollah Khomeini. And they went backwards. They went back to the 7th century with all these mullahs around there. And a lot of thoughts are considered, you know, anathema. You can't have these thoughts or these ideas. To me, it's scary to see a society like, even, for example, the University of Berkeley, that thinks they can't have a dialogue with somebody they don't agree with. That, to me, is very bizarre.
You know, I can tell you stories about other universities as well. The universities used to teach critical thought. When I was there, if you heard ideas you'd never heard of and which were offensive to you, you got to question them and talk about them and debate about them.
Right.
Now then, they've got these moral boards who say, no, 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 you can't even ask that question. Wrong question, sir. You're a racist if you ask that question.
But I see that in every aspect of America. For example, recently I visited and talked to a doctor who's a cardiologist, and he said, you know, when people look at blood viscosity, even if it's dual laser viscometry by other cardiologists, PhDs, it's voodoo medicine. Well, I see voodoo socialism, voodoo. For example, I just recently saw a thesis by someone who believes that we really need a new world order with a benevolent over-government, making sure all the nations behave themselves. But then how are you going to enforce it? Oh, you have to have a military force. You have to have rules. You have to have the idea of jails or maybe the act of violence. So what you really are saying is you want a new world order where if people misbehave, you want a transnational government that's not elected by the people. That means you want a global cybernetic dictatorship. And ideally, if Islam ever fuses with what we call the cybernetic world that's coming in the near future, what a hell of a world we'll have. It'll be like living inside a very, very dark matrix.
You are more right than you would like to believe.
Yeah, it's really scary to me. This idea that there's this dark alliance between globalism and Islam is particularly concerning, because if you actually look at the left, they've abrogated their positions of supporting the working person. And now they want to push not only for globalism, but a dialogue where they want to flood the country, even though, for example, Hillary Clinton stated privately that they couldn't vet any of these people to make sure they're not going to do violence, whether it's the jihad of murder or the jihad of coming in and infiltrating society and saying, well, we're going to do the jihad of education and take over a different department of university. You can't criticize Islam, even inside, say, the medical system. I would guess that at some future date, if Europe becomes a large minority or a simple majority of Europe and down the road, not too far down the road, that even female genital mutilation will be considered something you can't criticize Islam over. I mean,
well, we're already having that to some degree here in the United States. There are laws against FGM. And, oh, by the way, the New York Times has weighed in on female genital mutilation and said, you know, the term female genital mutilation is a bigoted term. We should call it female genital cutting.
Yeah, no, I saw that in a report on Tucker Carlson, and he started his typical, I called, I get tuckered out watching him, because when I know he starts that high-pitched laugh, I know he's got the other side pinned down like a butterfly or a bug that's being dissected on kind of the table to be mounted. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? How can they literally, because they don't want to face the truth, they actually change the terminology, just like people use the Latin term fetus, meaning little human being, saying, well, we're just getting rid of a fetus. Duh! Are you kidding me?
But it's amazing how much renaming works. That's the reason, remember in 1984, one of the things you control is the words that you can use, the language.
Right, yes. Right. That's isn't that the, what is it called, the Institute of Truth or the...
Ministry of Truth.
Ministry of Truth, yeah. So the Ministry of Truth would determine what kind of phrases and words were acceptable and which ones are, in a sense, punishable.
Well, we now have our universities acting as ministries of truth. And by the way, how does one get on the short list of being working for the Ministry of Truth? They never call me up and said, hey, Bill, how would you like to
join our board? Well, the first thing is you have to have what's called your galactic level liar's license. If everything comes out of your mouth, if everything coming out of your mouth is cognitively incongruous with logic, evidence, or facts, it feeds to the power of the monster that runs our society without representation of logic, evidence, or even decency. And it increases the power of this monster to further not only control of you, but your descendants forever. And that's where we're going.
Are you saying I'm not going to get the phone call?
I know, I guarantee. I'll put money. I'm not a gambler, but I'll put money on that.
By the way, let me give you a little anecdote about how degenerate. I went to Vanderbilt University for my undergraduate, which I used to be proud of.
Right.
But not so much anymore, and here's why. A person whom I know quite well was a tenured, conservative, black female professor at Vanderbilt. Now then, she and a graduate seminar said something about gay marriage. She said, this is not politically correct, but these are my views. Next day, that was front page news on the newspaper. The chancellor of the university spoke on the issue and said she should be fired, but she's tenured and I can't. But now here comes the punchline. He said, we have established a 1-800 number for a helpline for counselors who can counsel those who've been traumatized by hearing this woman's ideas. Traumatized.
Wow. Now, the next question is, why is the government and the media so covering up FGM? I mean, it's an obscenity. Just like abortion, for example, Senator Graham said this at the Gorsuch announcement when he was getting authorized as a Supreme Court justice. And he said, you know, we're one of seven nations that does abortion to the moment of delivery. And Hillary Clinton stomping around as the Wicked Witch of the West in her podium debating Donald Trump said, hey, yeah, but did you know that 93% of people that do first trimester abortions would not do a third trimester? We're talking about abortionists that do baby killing. So when we have people that defend FGM, and I saw one lady who actually was a victim of it. I think she's from a North African country, and she's Muslim. And she's got, you know, taking action. She was, I think, on Hannity or on Tucker Carlson about supporting the idea of actually making sure there's 500,000 girls that could either be surgically, you know, permanently mutilated here in America, or they take the child to their, quote, country of origin to mutilate them there. And this is really obscene. I mean, do they really think that cultures are going to integrate when they're doing FGM? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, the most astounding thing about FGM, and there's something about human beings I don't understand. In their native countries, do you know who does that work? It's women who do the work, not men.
Right.
I mean, there's something wrong here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I figured this out, and it's something that I find bizarre, but I believe it's true, that the greatest and the worst women haters are the women leaders of the feminist movement. And that includes, by the way, the feminist movement within Islam, who's got now a position with the United Nations as the head, currently for some term, I think a couple of years, of the World Council dealing with feminism is actually Saudi Arabia. That's got to be a joke.
Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe it. I thought, you got to wear hijab. You have to ask a man to go to school if you want. You can't marry. You can't go outside unless you're accompanied by a man. And if you're caught driving, you're going to be caned. Your husband can rape you. You have to go through FGM, female genital mutilation, and if you travel outside the country, you know, even if you're a health professional, let's say you're a doctor or whatever, if you don't have a man supervising, and if you go to court of law, your testimony is only worth half what the testimony of a man is in a court of law, even if you have evidence that's provable. I mean, you've got to be kidding. Sure.
Once again.
And the women, by the way, are the ones that do this. They're the worse than the men at abusing women and pushing abortion, pushing things like Hillary Clinton, taking tons of money from these countries to literally put down women in these countries. Why are women in Saudi Arabia or Qatar and the Arab Emirates or North Africa any less women than women from Europe or Ireland or Scotland or America? Are you kidding me? Really?
I think we're trying to create a world in which they are not equal.
Well, I'll tell you what the fact is, and I presented this back in 1992, to a Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology, a National Commission in Canada. It had two papers. One paper dealt with the issue of abortion, and abortion based on genetic abnormalities such as amniotic testing. We now have genetic testing from peripheral blood. And the other was on fetal tissue transplantation. And the first statement I made is we're going to be followed up by two feminists that we're going to speak to the commission. But 93% of abortions in the world are female. They're not birth defected. They're not going to die of hydrocephalus or some genetic disorder, like Fragile X syndrome. they're just female. 93% of abortions. Well, the same thing goes here with this. If the women did not collaborate with the Muslim husbands in these third world countries, this would be cut off immediately. I'll give you a good example of a situation where this would never happen. You may or may not like it, but a Jewish mama is never going to submit to FGM or let her daughters go through it. Period. You try to do that, husband, and you're going to see a male castration, and it's going to be like that lady that had the scissors and took the guy's dick off. Okay? So this idea that in the Western culture we should tolerate this and somehow the left wants to defend it or change the terms, this is an obscenity, and we have to realize they actually take the idea that if we disagree with them, it's like punching them in the face, and we deserve violence from them. And here's the consequence that people don't get from, you know, universities like in Northern California here, Berkeley. You keep on pushing back, and the right will go so far the other way. You're going to see the right of neo-Nazism and extreme right, we're going to kick your butt kind of leftist attitude. And that's not good. We're going to see a polarization. And if they want to see a really uber out of their mind right, which has happened in Germany with the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis you're going to see a push back that's going to get very, very nasty. And the left doesn't get this. They don't realize that there's not a dialogue. You don't have a nation. This is not a nation divided. This is a nation ready to go to civil war. And it's an intellectual war in Europe as well, where at least they have enough sense to realize, hey, we are suffering. We want to talk to you. You're an intellectual genius. You're raising issues that we're not hearing from our news media or politicians like Macron. This guy, the only thing he has going for him, he has a really damn good scowl. But he's an idiot. I mean, he's got the greatest scowl, but the guy, you look at him, he's vacant. It's like if you went plink on the side of his head, you realize he's got a balloon brain. He doesn't have anything in there except he's going to kiss ass. He's got kiss ass marks from kissing the global bankers.
Are you accusing him of being a Trudeau?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's another Justin Trudeau, a snowboarder that pretends to be president. Damn it.
You know, have you heard of the new law? That I don't know. It's M, I think, 103. That they're trying to pass in Canada. They've already had a
Yeah. By the way, I mean Prime Minister. M103, that's the law where you can't criticize Islam or Muhammad or even any Muslim activity, such as FGM.
Well, and as a matter of fact, it's Islam. As a matter of fact, you and I, when we condemn FGM, we're having an Islamophobic discussion.
Well, we have Canadians listening, by the way. When 2000, I have good friends, Betty and Willard Teasons, now passed to their daughter and their daughter's husband, and run It's a New Day. It's the largest Christian media studios in North America, bigger than in Norfolk, Virginia. And we helped financially support building those studios back decades ago. So I went up there in 2000, I spoke, and Willard knows that I'm like a loose cannon, as they say in the British deck, with the fuse lit, and there's a cannonball in there, and there's a full load of powder in the back of the cannon. Unfortunately, it's not locked down, so the cannon's now aimed at the captain's cabin. Not a good thing. And he said, if you speak against gays and lesbians or against Islam or anything, he said this back in 2000, you're going to have an RCMP officer come in there, they're going to lock our tower down, our radio tower, and our satellite link, and they're going to arrest you. And I said, well, we'll just have to make you, I'll just have to count the beads on your forehead to see if you're nervous when I'm on camera. Now, the problem is, you see, the Canadians don't have freedom of speech. Nope. You need to get some backbone up there, Canada. You need to start learning from Americans. If they want to do that, you know what? It's just like I said to my 3 years ago, my daughter had finished her last year at school. She's 24 now, and she has Down syndrome, and they wanted to give her the Gardasil shot. I said, well, listen, what school nurse? If you give my daughter a vaccine that I don't approve of, because I don't approve of any of them except maybe the tetanus and the Prevnar 13, you've got a shot that's maybe laced with mercury, but I have one laced with lead. You need to understand. And I said, if I don't do that, I'm going to do something legally, and you'll never practice nursing again. You need to understand that. This is not going to be pleasant. I'm going to make sure that the ride that you're going to take, at the very least, it will be so unpleasant, you'll remember it forever. So that's the problem is, you see, Americans have a backbone, and that's why we have Trump in power now. It's not because Trump is perfect, by all means. I mean, the guy's got Asperger's. He's a high-level Mason. He's so busy making Masonic signs everywhere. He's like a fidgeting. I got to make the 666. I got to make the Masonic signs. Yeah, but he's going to do good. He's going to do good stuff because he's a patriot and he's a white knight. This guy's on his horse. He's got his armor on, like, you know, a Knight Templar. And he's going to do good stuff. But guess what?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. So, Bill, we need to get you back on. I'd like to also do some simulcast video. I know you have some videos on your website, which is politicalislam.com. You've got great books there. I tell people, you need to get this material. You need to read it. You need to let it become part of your soul. You need to become part of your walking papers. And whatever portion you absorb, as I say, asking better questions, it's the Hebrew word for the Jesus, Yeshua, said, is hear and do. That's what the Torah says, hear and do. In other words, you read this, your brain says, you know what? I think that Bill Warner is actually honest. I think he raised good questions. In fact, I'm sure there's people that after you do the Socratic method, as you mentioned, and you discuss with these people, they're walking away saying, damn your questions. You're making them think, and it actually is like I call an intellectual root canal. It hurts like hell, and you don't even apply anesthetic, do you?
But it feels very good when it's over.
It does. It's almost like you let a large, you know, intellectual blood abscess free from their mind. So all of a sudden, you've lanced that giant boiler. You put what we call a large, you know, what we call a blood sucker. You know, these leeches, I call intellectual leeches. These questions are like intellectual leeches. You're sucking the blood out of the pockets of stupid ideas in their body and their mind.
Which, by the way, is a wonderful thing when it happens.
It is. It's a wonderful thing. So actually, I would say The best symbol for you would be an intellectual leech bucket. Each question having a each leech having a big question mark on it, saying, if I put this question on this part of your body or your brain or your thought patterns, you're going to wake up and realize there's a whole new bright world out there. It's almost like, you know, well, now that you've actually thought about it, you realize this is solvable, but you have to face the truth.
Actually, that's the thing that drives me most crazy. This is a solvable problem.
Right.
And I think that's one thing that I give to people is that I give them hope that, like, well, you know, if we look at this right, we can win.
Right.
Because we have everything on our side. The thing we don't have on our side is the powers that be inside of the universities and the government.
To be honest with you, I think there's enough avenues. That's why regular media is disappearing. I consider the media during the election cycle now committed the last act. They're almost like the Japanese noble who realized that the army is lost. He's crouching down in a part of his home. He has his fancy samurai sword made by his ancestor. He's plunged it deep into his intellectual gut. He's moved it across to slice his bowel and his main aorta artery in his stomach. He realizes he's going to see his ancestors. He's moved the sword down. He realizes this is the last question I'm going to ask. Was it all worth it? And his answer is, no, you're still stupid as you're dying.
And I don't think the media actually realizes what you've said.
Well, what I'm saying is the media is killing itself. What has happened is these universities are killing themselves. Why would you pay good money to have your child brainwashed to not think about things? And as you get older and reality teaches you what's going on in the business world, the intellectual world, the engineering world, you're going to realize that your degree was not even as useful as a piece of toilet paper to wipe your butt once you use the restroom once. It's ridiculous.
You know, here's the thing I would tell the media. Don't you realize that Americans love a good fight? Instead of trying to tell the right side of the story, why don't you tell all sides of the story and just show the fight for what it is? People love a fight.
That's what made America great, is the idea that we liked a good dialogue, a good intellectual, you know, push-pull. That's why what made America the place to come with your H-1B visa or your intellectual ideas, your inventions, and your dreams. You can't have dreams if you don't have truth.
This is true.
Thank you, Bill. We'll have you back on soon. PoliticalIslam.com. Professor retired Bill Warner. You've been warned by Warner. This is the place to go for the best questions and some scary answers that, as I say, will wake you up even if you don't want to be awake. It's going to happen. Back in a moment with hour number three, our Health and Wellness Hour firing line. Michelle will be here with your questions.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Entertained you, excited you, made you think a bit, even if it hurt a little bit. In the last section here with Bill Warner at PoliticalIslam.com, and before that with Harley Schlanger, gave you a little bit of hope of what's going on in the world. And we're going to give you some answers to your health issues here with Michelle, who is to me, it's the peak hour of the whole week, is to have my beautiful and wonderful and very smart wife who keeps me, she's like the string and I'm the
balloon.
Smart? Smart meaning...
You must be looking for me to make you something. What do you want me to bake you something?
I don't know.
You're smart.
Anyway, you're also going to ask me some questions here in a few minutes. I gave a little bit of a hint that I talked about Leo Zagami and high-level masonry, but I can give a little bit more. But what I want you to do is talk about the specials. We do have our Nutrimune 26Y now. It has arrived. And we are putting up specials as well. There'll be 3- and 6-pack specials. It is amazing. Just hit the high points, Nutrimune 26Y. It literally boosts your ability to fight 26 major human pathogens like MRSA, Staph aureus,